Have a blessing to everyone that is in the room. And Sabbath blessing also for those that are listening on other devices and also later on the recording. Welcome and Sabbath blessing, everyone, on this Sabbath, August 17, 2024. This is a part two of our chapter 81 entitled The Lord is Risen, of our lesson 415. I hope and pray everyone can see the presentation in the room. And we are going to ask our dear brother once more to bless us with the theme song of our little ones, Just As I Am.
Hey, Mike, turn your mic on, Dick.
Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Just as I am, and waiting not to rid my soul of one dark blot, to thee whose blood can cleanse each spot, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Just as I am, though tossed about with many a conflict, many a doubt, fightings within and fears without, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Just as I am, poor, wretched, and blind, sight rich is healing of the mind. Yea, all I need in thee I find, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Just as I am, thou wilt receive, wilt welcome, pardon, cleanse, relieve. Because thy promise I believe, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Just as I am, thy love I own has broken every barrier down. Now to be thine and thine alone, O Lamb of God, I come, I come.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brother. Welcome to all the precious family that are coming in. If anyone of the little one would like to open their section with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Sabbath blessings, everybody. Thank you, God, for the Sabbath day. Please protect the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall thy labor do all thy work, and shall not make the Sabbath of the Lord. Please protect teaching rules. Please protect the Sabbath words that we're about to learn. 6 days shall thy labor. Please protect the Sabbath people who's in the Sabbath and not in the Sabbath. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
It is story time, little one. And let's have a listening ear, for we are going to hand our tiny talk lesson to our dear brother Ray. This is the story time in chapter 20, entitled Before Pilate. This is our part two.
But the Bible verses for our lesson are taken from the books of Mark and John. And Pilate asked him, Jesus, again, saying, Answerest thou nothing? Behold, how many things they witness against thee. But Jesus yet answered nothing, so that Pilate marveled. He figured, this man's going to defend himself for sure. I didn't do it. Then they'd need witnesses. Then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again and called Jesus and said to him, Art thou the king of the Jews? Jesus answered him, Sayest thou this thing of thyself, or did others tell thee? Pilate answered, Am I a Jew? Thine own nation and the chief priests have delivered you unto me. What have you done? Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence or from here. When they heard this answer, Caiaphas and those who were with him called Pilate to witness that Jesus had admitted the crime of which they accused him. With noisy cries, they demanded that he be sentenced to death. As Christ made no answer to his accusers, Pilate said to him, Answerest thou nothing? Behold, how many things they witness against thee. But Jesus yet answered nothing. Mark 15:4-5. Pilate was perplexed. He saw no evidence of crime in Jesus. He had no confidence in those who were accusing him. He knew the Jews did a lot of lying, like they do nowadays too. The noble appearance and quiet manner of the Savior were in direct contrast to the excitement and fury of his accusers. Pilate was impressed with him and was well satisfied of his innocence. Hoping to gain the truth from him, he took Jesus by himself and questioned him, Art thou the king of the Jews? Christ did not give a direct answer to this question, but asked, Sayest thou this thing of thyself, or did others tell thee it of me? The Spirit of God was striving with Pilate. The question of Jesus was intended to lead him to examine his own heart more closely. Pilate understood the meaning of the question. His own heart was open before him, and he saw that his soul was stirred by conviction. But pride arose in his heart, and he answered, Am I a Jew? Thine own nation and the chief priests have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done? Pilate's golden opportunity had passed. But Jesus desired Pilate to understand that he had not come to be an earthly king. Therefore he said, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. This is taken from the story of Jesus, pages 124 or 125 and 126.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear brother. So next Sabbath, we will be reviewing part two of our chapter entitled Before Pilate, part two in our Tiny Tot lesson book, The Story About Jesus. And that will take place on August the 24th, 2024. Dear ones, it is time for our Tiny Tot. Parents, guests, to be able to learn precious lesson in God's creation through nature. We're still in our topic, Mammons of the Bible. Let's have a listening ear, dear one, for our dear brother Josh will be the one to share.
God blesses everyone. Here's today's lesson concerning in the mammals of the Bible. Our Bible verses for our lesson and our topic, mammals of the Bible, are taken from the Good Shepherd, John chapter 10, verses 15 to 21. And verses below say, as the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring. And they shall hear my voice, there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. There was a diversion, therefore, again among the Jews for these sayings. And made them say, he hath a devil, and is mad. Why hear ye him? Today's lesson is number lesson 5, Caring for the Sheep, Part 2. And the memory verse, as we remember, is Psalm 23:2-3, King James Version. It says, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures, leads me beside the still waters, he restoreth my soul, he leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And the character quality of the story is care versus indifference. Care is to have an interest and concern about another person as Christ cares about me, or in this case, us. Nature, caring for the sheep, part 2. The shepherd cares for the flock and each individual sheep. One duty is to make sure his flock has food and water. He leads them into the mountains and beside the still streams, as described in 1 Chronicles 4:39. Psalm 79:13. In the late autumn or winter time, there are no more pastures, so the shepherd must feed the sheep himself. Isaiah 40:11, Micah 7:14. These three Bible verses describe shepherd doing that. Okay. The Lord's sheep, he partake of the restful waters of the Sabbath day. In providing food for the flock, it is important to find pasture where water will be provided and easy to get to. Sheep are afraid to drink from rushing streams. The shepherd looks for quiet, restful pools, as described in Psalm 23:2. When the streams are dried up, the shepherd will draw water for the flock from a well, as described in Genesis 29:7-10. The love of the shepherd for his sheep is best shown when special needs call for acts of care for the flock. On above the picture of the sheep drinking from a brook says, he leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake, Psalm 23:3. When crossing a stream of water, the shepherd leads the way into the water and across the stream. Those sheep that stay close to the shepherd follow him and encourage the rest of the flock to cross. The little lambs are often driven into the water by the dog. If they get swept away, the shepherd quickly jumps into the stream and saves them. When all are safe, with what joy the sheep gather around the shepherd. Isaiah 43:2. When the time comes for the lambs to be born, special care is taken of the flock. It can be difficult because often the flock needs to be moved to new pastures. The sheep that are soon to become mothers, as well as the new baby lambs, are kept close to the shepherd. When the lambs cannot keep up with the flock, the shepherd carries them in the bosom of his undergarments, and as described in Isaiah 40:11. See also Genesis 33:13. The shepherd must watch the sheep for any signs of sickness or wounds. Tame sheep have rather weak bodies and would soon die off if it were not for the care protection given them by man. If a lamb is badly scratched by a thorn bush, the shepherd pours olive oil over it from his ram's horn container, as described in Psalm 23:5. The shepherd, if weather permits, sleeps with the sheep. He forms a sheepfold of stones or thorn bushes, as described in Luke 2:8, Genesis 31:40. Sometimes at night, a robber will try to climb into the sheepfold to kill sheep and throw them up over the enclosure to those helping. He then tries to escape with the dead sheep. The shepherd must be ready to quickly protect his sheep, John, as described in John 10:10. Wild animals like panthers, hyenas, jackals, wolves, lions, bears try to attack the flocks. As you can see how they're described in 1 Samuel 17:34 to 37 and Amos 3:12. The faithful shepherd will be willing to risk his life for his flock to protect them from these wild beasts, as described in John 10:11. The shepherd will be held responsible for anything that happens to one of his flock. Therefore, they will spend much time searching for a stray sheep. When found, the weary creature is carried back to the flock on the shoulders of the strong shepherd, as described in Luke 15:6. As you study about the sheep and the shepherd, we can better understand how God cares for us. Here in the Reinforce are activities you can do to help you remember the lesson. One, look for sheep using encyclopedia or guidebook to determine the breed. Two, find pictures of sheep and shepherds to pull your bulletin board if you have them. Three, if possible, find a Christian shepherd to share stories and experiences with you. Four, the book Psalm 23 for children can be read to your child, or he can or she can read it. It's available from Sunlight. Five, draw pictures of your lesson. Six, say your memory verse. To hear our mind, our things you can do while you remember the lesson. One, as you work together as a family, let your chores in mind as your lesson. Two, as you make egg salad for lunch, or draw water from the tap, or from water bottle, well, considering tap water is not really that safe. Remember how the sheep are fed and how God cares for you. Or when a bandage is put on a cut, think of how the shepherd cares for injured sheep. When changing the bed sheets, remember how the shepherd sleeps with the sheep. You need feel no fear at night as God sends angels of light to care for you. Remarkable parenthood. As an earthly shepherd knows his sheep, so does the divine shepherd know his flock that are scattered throughout the world. Be my flock, the flock of my pasture are men, and I am your God, saith the Lord God. Gospel Workers, page 181. Let's share your nature observations, dear ones. Let's use our listening ears, little ones. I'll be sharing different cloud pictures that I observed during my experience with God's creation. On the picture on the left during this cloudy day, what do you see in this cloud picture? I think it looks like a chili pepper, like the one in Sister Cece's garden. And next is another picture on the right. How about this one? What do you think? I think it looks like an outstretched thumbs up. And this will end my cloud encounters. So I'll be sharing more in future reviews. This next cloud on the left, what do you see in this cloud picture? This cloud reminds me of our theme, mammals of the Bible for our home mammals. It's supposed to resemble a white dog, one of those small dog breeds, I think Pomeranian. And next on the right, what do you see in this cloud picture? I think it looks like a sword. It can remind us that our Bible is the sword of the Spirit. And our dear sister Grace is sharing an amazingly clear sight of a forming funnel cloud, which would soon be a tornado in both these pictures. Sister Grace, would you like to share experience from this, from these two photos?
Sure. Blessed Sabbath to everyone. This was a kind of weird situation. It was a very clear day, and there was no prediction of any kind of storm or anything. All of a sudden, these ominous clouds start forming, and I was just sitting in my vehicle, just trying to get myself ready to come out of the car, but just caught up with the way how these clouds were quickly forming, and I didn't remember hearing any, you know, anything about a storm coming. And so I just started looking at them, and yeah, behold, there was a twister forming in the middle of them. And so I said, oh, okay, let me get a picture of this real quick. So it did not turn out to anything, praise the Lord, but I tell you, it looked really scary. So yeah. Oh yeah. So this was a day after we had a huge storm in Ohio. And that was a day where the previous day we had a touchdown of 4 tornadoes. And it really devastated the whole area. But also we were able to see the hands of God in the midst of everything, because most of his people were, that I can tell about, were preserved. We didn't experience what most people did experience, which was a lot of, you know, days of not having light, and even whole towns were for weeks. I think they had a record of 118,000 people in that area that was without light for at least 2 weeks right after that storm. So this is what the lake looked like one day after the storm. Yeah. Same here. I have presented many other pictures of the lake, and it could be very, very calm, still even, like you could, it just look like glass. So when it looks like this, is amazing, because it can go from just being so still and beautiful and calm to this torrential looking, water, what we're seeing here. So this is a continuation of it as well.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And thank you so much, dear sister, for sharing your experience. And for those that may not know, that same lake was the place where many of us were baptized. And especially the day of our baptism, we also had a storm. And the Lord found us a little section that we was able to go in and allow the services to be done. We had another sister. Her name is Barbara. She was taking her bike and started to drive, you know, like ride around the area to see if we can find at least one section that was calm. And praise the Lord did provide for us. And remember, little one, just as I am without one plea, but that I blood was shed for me, and thou givest me calm to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. Welcome to all the precious family that just coming in. Our opening song is a hymn entitled Jesus Saves. You can find it in 340 in your hymn book. If you would like to be able to share the hymn with us, dear ones, may you unmute your mic. to do so. You okay, honey? Okay. We have heard the joyful sound, Jesus saved, Jesus saved. Spread the tidings all around, Jesus saved, Jesus saved. Bear the news to every land, climb the steep and cross the waves. Onward till our Lord command, Jesus save, Jesus save. Some water, baby.
Wafted on the rolling tide, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Sell to sinners far and wide, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Sing ye islands of the sea, echo back ye ocean caves. Earth shall keep her jubilee, Jesus saves, Jesus saves.
Sing above the battle strife, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. By his death and endless life, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Sing it softly through the gloom, when the heart for mercy craves. Sing in triumph o'er the tomb, Jesus saves, Jesus saves.
Sing above the battle strife, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. By his death and endless life, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Sing it softly through the gloom, when the heart for mercy craves. Sing in triumph over tomb, Jesus saves, Jesus saves.
Give the winds a mighty voice, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Let the nations now rejoice, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Shout salvation full and free, highest hills and deepest caves. This our song of victory, Jesus saves, Jesus saves.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Beautiful, dear ones. If any one of the elder sibling, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to open with prayer, dear ones, may you unmute your mic.
God bless you, everybody. Thank you, God, for waking us up for this morning. Please protect us while we're doing our Sabbath lesson. Please protect the people that's here and the people that's not here. Please protect everybody that I know. And please protect the word that we're going to be learning today. Please protect everybody that I know. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Our opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 27, verse 42 from the King James Version, and it reads, "He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be the king of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him." This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and also our guests and those listening on a later date, we will continue with part two of our lesson entitled, "The Lord is Risen," in our study book, The Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear brethren will continue to read the other scriptures, may you mute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Matthew chapter 28, verse 12, King James Version. When they were assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave large money unto the soldiers.
Matthew chapter 28, verse 13.
Saying that, say ye, his disciples came by night and sold him and stole him away while he slept, while we slept.
Amen.
I read the whole thing by myself. Matthew chapter 28, verse 13. Verse 14, King James Version. And if this come to the governor's ears, we will persuade him and
secure
you.
Emma.
Matthew 28 verse 15. King James Version. So they took the money if they as they were taught, and this saying is commonly reported among the
Jews
until these days. This day.
Great job.
Good job, little one. Today we will cover pages 780 through 782. We are in the desired ages. Page 780. Who would like to take the first paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
Christ came forth from the tomb, glorified, and Roman's guard beheld him. Their eyes were riveted upon the face of him whom they had so recently mocked and derided. In this glorified being, they beheld the prisoner whom they had seen in the judgment hall, and one of whom they had plaited a crown of thorns. This was the one who had stood unresisting before Pilate and Herod, his form lacerated by the cruel scourge. Next slide, please.
Continuing, this was he who had been nailed to the cross, at whom the priests and rulers, full of self-satisfaction, had wagged their heads, saying, he saved others, himself he cannot save. Matthew chapter 27, verse 42. This was he who had been laid in Joseph's new tomb. The decree of heaven had loosened the captive. Mountains piled upon mountains over his sepulcher could not have been prevented him from coming forth. The Desire of Ages, page 780, paragraph 3. Amen.
At night, the angel... Go ahead, my dear brother. At night, the angels and the glorified Savior, the Roman guard, had fainted and became as dead men. When the heavenly train was hidden from their view, they arose to their feet, and as quickly as their trembling limbs could carry them, made their way to the gate of the garden. Staggering like drunken men, they hurried on to the city, telling those whom they met the wonderful news. Next slide, please.
Continuing, they were making their way to Pilate, but their report had been carried to the Jewish authorities, and the chief priests and rulers sent from them for them to be brought first into their presence, and a strange appearance. Those soldiers presented trembling with fear, their faces colorless. They bore testimony to the resurrection of Christ. Next slide, please. Continuing, the soldiers told all just as they had seen it. They had not had time to think or speak anything. But the truth,
period.
With painful
utterances,
they said it was the Son of God who was crucified. We have heard an angel
proclaiming
him as the majesty of heaven, the King of glory. The Desire of Ages, page 781.
Amen. Paragraph 1. Amen.
Amen. Good job, little one. Let's learn our first beautiful scripture song together. This one is taken from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 9, verses 23 and 24, King James Margin. It's taken from Scripture Song Singers in the section Character Building of the Memory Verse CD. We are still in page 781. Who would like to take the following paragraph, dear one? May I mute your mic?
The faces of the priests were of those of the dead. Caiaphas tried to speak. His lips moved, but they uttered no sound. The soldiers were about to leave the council room when a voice stayed them. Caiaphas had at last found speech. "Wait, wait," he said. "Tell no one of the things you have seen." Desire of Ages, page 781, paragraph 2.
Continuing the reading. A lying report was then given to the soldiers. "Say ye," said the priest, "his disciples came by night and stole him away while slept." Here the priests overreached themselves. How could the soldiers say that the disciples had stolen the body while they slept? Next slide, please. Continuing. If they were asleep, how could they know? If the disciples had been proved guilty of stealing Christ's body, would not the priests have been first to condemn them? Or if the sentinels had slept at the tomb, would not the priests have been foremost in accusing them to Pilate? The Desire of Ages, page 781, paragraph 3.
Amen. We can see when the law said, "Examine yourself," they was even trying to let them know. It's amazing, isn't it? Let's learn another beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. This one is taken from the book of Proverbs, chapter 19, verse 20 to 21, margin. This is also found in the same section of character building of the scripture, singer, song, memory verse CD.
Hear counsel and receive instruction, that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end. There are many devices in a man's heart, nevertheless the counsel of the Lord that shall stand. Proverbs 19, 20 and 21.
We are in the Desire Ages, page 782. Who would like to take the following paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
The soldiers were horrified at the thought of bringing upon themselves the charge of sleeping at the post. This was an often punishable with death. Should they bear false witness, deceiving the people and placing their own lives in peril? Had they not kept their wary watch with sleepless vigilance? How could they stand the trial, even for the sake of money, if they perjured themselves? Desire of Ages, page 782, paragraph 1.
Desire of Ages, page 782. In order to silence the testimony they feared, the priest promised to secure the safety of the guard, saying that Pilate would not desire to have such a report circulated any more than they did. The Roman soldiers sold their integrity to the Jews for money. They came in before the priest burdened with a most startling message of truth. They went out with a burden of money and on their tongue a lying report which had been framed for them by the priests. Desire of Ages, page 782, paragraph 2.
Amen. So let us learn our last beautiful scripture song together, dear one. And this one is taken from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 33, verse 15. In this section of the scripture, sing a song, but this section is God's love from the memory verse CD.
Thank you.
If the wicked restore the pledge, give again that he hath robbed, walk in the statutes of life. Without committing iniquity, he shall surely live, he shall not die. Ezekiel 33:15.
Everyone, we have come to the end of our study. We are going to preserve the question for our review section next week by class phrase. So this is what we're going to do next week. We are going to review part two of our lesson entitled The Lord is Risen. If you have any questions, dear ones, that may need research, you can send it beforehand. Otherwise, you can hold it till we meet again. If anyone of the Dear Remnant family would like to close with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
May we bow our heads on our knees as far as we can. Dear Heavenly Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy most and holy name. We thank you, dear Father Jesus, for bringing us once more, Father, to praise your name and to receive the blessings that you have in store for us. I thank you, Father Jesus, for all the little ones and their participation and the guidance of their parents. Continue to bless them and take them in this narrow pathway, Father Jesus. Be with us as we move on to the next section of our studies. May you bless the speaker and give him the words, Father Jesus. Be with us continuously. Keep our minds stayed on you, Father. And may you just continue to bless us on this blessed Sabbath day. In no other name but Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
Thank you, dear sister. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, we are going to have a review of our chapter 81, part 2, entitled The Lord is Risen, and that will take place August 24, 2024. Leaving, dear ones, a scripture and also a quote. The scripture is taken from Romans chapter 8, verse 1, King James, and it reads, "There is, therefore, now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." And our quote is taken from The Great Controversy, page 477, paragraph 2. But this one is the version of 1888. And it reads, "While the Christian life will be characterized by humility, it should not be marked with sadness and self depreciation. It is the privilege of everyone to so live that God will approve and bless them. It is not the will of our Heavenly Father that we should be ever under condemnation and darkness. There is no evidence of true humility in going with the head bowed down and the heart filled with thoughts of self. We may go to Jesus and be cleansed and stand before the Lord without shame and remorse. There is therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." May you all have a wonderful rest of the Sabbath, dear ones, and God bless.